Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, our quick tip is some information from Cliff in Washington. Now, back on April 8th, I was a guest on Eric Shelton's show, The Handgun Podcast. We chatted for almost an hour about less than lethal tools, and we touched upon tasers. Now, I don't have any real experience with tasers, so my contribution to that specific subject was pretty minimal. I have received many requests to cover tasers as a defensive choice, but I've been putting it off until I could get some real training with them. Now, Cliff listened to the show, and he sent me an email with his experiences with tasers as a defensive tool. He provided some great information, and with his permission, I'm going to share it with you. So, Cliff from Washington writes, I heard your most recent podcast and was a police volunteer for 5 years. In that time, I had the quote-unquote pleasure of taking the 5-second law enforcement taser ride and feeling the effects of OC spray, and hands down, I would rather be tasered any day. Tasers, law enforcement X26 and civilian X26C, only have a 5-second jolt, and then I feel tingly just like I got a massage. There was no pain after the electric current from the taser was off. OC for me lasted 45 minutes of pain, sneezing, teared up, and suffering, and I would rather be hit with a taser than be on a ride-along with a spray-happy new officer any day. The downside is if both barbs of the taser don't make contact, you just wasted about a $20 to $50 non-reloadable taser cartridge. You can still keep zapping someone if you drop them, but you do have another limitation with civilian tasers. You have 6 less feet of probe wire, so it's 21 for law enforcement and 15 for civilians. But it is still better than using a gun or being right up on someone with a knife or other option for personal defense below a gun. Also, only tasers are tasers. That $20 Muscle Man 5 billion volt taser is not a taser, it's a stun gun. All tasers are stun guns, but not all stun guns are tasers. A taser is a 50,000 volt device that shoots out barbs at an attacker or suspect. A stun gun, you have to be right up on someone with it, and it only affects the area being stunned. A taser affects the whole body when properly hit. If you miss with one of the probes, you can still do a quote-unquote drive stun where you get right in close and personal and zap the suspect like a stun gun. But that's a last resort. As for the Taser C2, the new lower-cost tasers that give the suspect a 30-second ride, I have not been hit with it. I have seen YouTube videos of how effective they are, but I can't say I've dealt with them, but it is on my list of next things to buy and get training on because I feel they're better than OC. I wish I was in the unaffected group like you. OC hit me like a ton of bricks and kept going. A police X26 hit me like a train, dropping myself and 3 other students with 1 jolt. And all of us having no effects other than a light tingling, and one student had a broken arm because we now use the no longer done daisy chain configuration, where one probe on one student and another student linking arms, and then another student on the end with a probe taped to them. We were all dropped and given 5 seconds. It was the worst 5 seconds of my life, but that was all. I have no formal taser training certification, but I did tons of research. To be promoted from sergeant to my lieutenant position, I have to do a 20 to 30 minute PowerPoint presentation and speech assisted by a certified law enforcement taser trainer. But I definitely learned a lot and would like to take a refresher course for the C2 because I have not owned or been hit with or used a C2. An X26C is different, and I feel more comfortable with that system, not just because of the $750 to $1,000 price tag it comes with. When I can get a Taser C2 with a light and laser combo integrated into it and cartridges and a training target for around $350 to $400. I don't mean to try and tell you what's best, you have way more experience in training, but I definitely feel a Taser is a much better and more effective option than OC spray. But it still comes back to cost, and I was law enforcement trained for OC for free, and it's about $10 for the MK4 I can carry with me every day as a civilian. But once I get the money, the Taser C2 and the training are the first thing on my list. Thanks for the great and informative podcast and training you offer. Stay safe. And later, Cliff included in another email, also, a lot of officers I know have stopped carrying OC and only carry the taser because there's no chance of overspray or gassing out the room when backup arrives with a taser. And because it's closed-circuit shot and you can go hands-on with a suspect being tasered and not be tasered yourself even while the electricity is still going. And taser and OC are viewed in the same use of force level policy-wise. And I have heard some actually putting taser before OC. Well, thanks, Cliff. I really appreciate the information you gave to us. It provides some great insight into tasers, and I hope people will actually consider it. It does sound like a really good tool. I really hope to get my taser training in by the end of the year. And that will do it for this week. Everyone can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
United States Concealed Carry Association is the most comprehensive, up-to-date resource for the law-abiding armed citizen. When you join USCCA, you'll make new friends with like-minded folks on private forums. Save time and money with our concealed carry gun and gear reviews. Enjoy your own subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine. Learn the latest in training and self-defense techniques. Enjoy peace of mind knowing you're properly prepared. Go to www.gunrightsradio.com/USCCA and sign up today. Gun Rights Radio Network is a proud affiliate of United States Concealed Carry Association.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day, your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.